Hello, it's 11 o'clock and I'm in bed playing with my vagina, but I thought I'd call you to see if you have any news. This is Madge. How you been, Verbatia?
It's this whore. Oh, wait a second, I'm having melon. It clears out my system.
What kind of melon?
That green melon.
Honeydew?
Honeydew. How are you, Madge?
Fat. All I've done all weekend on Gay Shame Weekend is eat. I ate. And
really?
I ate.
What did you have?
And it
what
shows. Yesterday I ordered from Chicago's Pizza. No, I started off with a pint of Haagen-Dazs as usual.
And
war. Yeah, I ordered Chicago's, Chicago pizza in a food binge blackout, but I actually had the chicken, Asian chicken, with a cannoli afterwards.
Fabulous.
And then this morning I had, I went to my Weight Watchers Anonymous meeting to go eat with those fat women, but then I got there and I found out that they canceled the second half of the meeting because Gay Shame Parade.
Oh, okay.
So I missed the bloat there,
and
tonight I had a pad Thai. That's a Thai dish. Are you familiar with the pad?
Yes, I'm absolutely terribly familiar with the pad Thai.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten pad Thai on several different occasions. Once after.
Wait. Sorry. I accidentally clicked it off for a second. Okay. Back up with the pad Thai verbatim. I'm sorry, I accidentally pressed the button. I was trying to lock my recorder. You were talking about pad Thai?
I've had pad Thai on several different occasions. Once was when I had run-in with Star Jones in Koreatown. Now, Star Jones had shown up at a boobly place. Now, boobly is one of these drinks that has little gumballs in it. And Star Jones was there. She had
Bubble tea.
Yeah, right, that.
I had a bubble tea this evening with my pad Thai. I had a Thai iced tea flavored bubble tea. It's tapioca.
Excellent. Oh, it's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had my name on my cup. It was called out. Verbatia Clemens. Big, black, bloated, overweight, bisexual, lesbian, blackness. And...
Bipolar.
Bipolar, absolutely. Who walks up to the counter but Star Jones?
Mm-hmm.
She tried to take my bubbly tea, and I had to pull her legs out from underneath her, grab my cup, and beat it on out of there. Now, that's the least of my worries. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it yet, but this week have a great happening this week. I'm planning on signing with a new manager.
Mm.
Now, I'm not quite sure she's ready for this jelly, if you know what I mean. So, I'm trying to take it easy, take it slow, keep my eyes and ears open to make sure that, you know, she's not going to sabotage my career.
Well, better hope she doesn't have gum disease. That's all I can say.
Absolutely. I did get a new assistant this week.
Yeah?
She's a whiz. Yes.
What happened to the old one? I didn't know. Were you having problems with her?
Well, she would always stand there and say, why? Mm-hmm. Why? So I had to get rid of her. She, as you might recall, she is at Disneyland. She's a costumed character.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shannon is my new assistant. She's fabulous with marketing, financial records, appointment book setting, and meeting planning. Shannon is A-list material.
Shannon Doherty?
May or may not be. We have a confidentiality agreement. We're not supposed to disclose her last name. But she does have a little bit of fight in her. Mm-hmm. Well, this week, Kirstie Alley, Rosie O'Donnell, and Little Kim, and myself had a girls' day out at Old Country Buffet. Now, we had just finished hearing Oprah speak at the Scripps All-Girls College for Bloated Black Lesbians in Claremont, California. Now, later, Gail and Oprah joined us to go to Dionne Warwick and Shirley Hemphill's congregation.
Gail who? Sayers?
Yes, Gail Sayers, right. She joined us to go to Dionne Warwick's and Shirley Hemphill's Congregational Church Psychic Emporium and Meditational Whorehouse.
Wait. Shirley Hemphill from What's Happening?
Absolutely.
You had a bit with Fred Berry a few weeks ago. Wasn't he one of the maids?
Absolutely.
Fred Berry. Yes. And now Shirley Hemphill, and who else is doing the psychic business?
Dionne Warwick. Yes.
Boy, well, you'd think she wouldn't try that again after that mess.
Well, you know, you always have to find a place where you fit in. And Dionne and Shirley found this congregational church. They made it into, they've courted it off and made it into also a psychic emporium and meditational whorehouse. Now, we took Shannon, my assistant, along to take notes so we could practice some of the principles later on.
In all your affairs?
In all my affairs. Mm-hmm. Now, as I'm sitting there, I feel a little breath on the back of my neck. It smelled of garlic and kiwi. And I turned around, and who was there dressed in a black dress and a black shroud but Star Jones?
Oof. Was she wearing a turban?
You know, absolutely. She was there trying to steal Shannon away from me. And she said to me, "Bring me the girl." She took out a pistol, aimed it at my ass, and began to fire. Now, mind you,
who did she fire?
She aimed at my ass. She tried to shoot me in the ass. Well, mind you,
but that shouldn't be too hard a target. I mean,
well, you know, I have a collapsible muscles in my ass.
You have two hemispheres, really.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. My ass muscles morphed into a bulletproof vest, retrieved the gun, and whipped Star Jones into submission before farting out, "Bitch, behave." Now, the moral of the story is, your ass is a powerful force to be reckoned with.
Now, back to Shirley Hemphill. I heard a rumor. You know Mike Walker of the National Enquirer? He's the editor. Well, he told me.
I've heard those two names before.
Well, Mike Walker, he's the editor. He's the editor. He told me that there's a vicious rumor that you are going around calling Shirley Hemphill Shirley Plumphill. Catchphrase time.
Big, black, bloated, bisexual, bipolar, overweight, lesbian, black dress. Now that's plump. Now in Hollywood gossip, Hollywood is on a hiatus, but the gossip keeps pouring in.
Oh, thank goddess. Don't tell me you had a crash moment.
Well, I had a little bit of a birdie came and told me that an unnamed lesbian celebrity podcast hostess was arrested for allegedly roughing up a marketing manager of a small company that manufactures handbags made out of gum wrappers.
Oops. I am the fifth. I can take the fifth, right? Beethoven's fifth or whatever?
Well, this unnamed star alleges...
Jesus.
Yes, you can't take the fifth. So you can take a sixth, and if you take the fifth, you have to take a sixth.
I'll take the nine.
Well, you're right. If you don't do a fourth, you'll take a fifth.
Or a 15.
Absolutely. Now, the unnamed star alleges that the marketing maven had promised her that the purse would be filled with corn, a colostomy bag, and X-Lax.
Corn?
corn. Caramel corn porn. Now, police officers arrived on the scene to find the lesbian hostess fingering the maven while alternately strangling her and chanting, kill her! Burn her!
Listen, Blarbacia. Listen, Blarbacia. I haven't gotten my purse yet. You better not fuck this up.
I have no control over it. The case goes to court tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
I was going to give you a stick of gum. Now I'm not so sure.
Well, listen, Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Now, I predicted weeks ago that he would be acquitted.
Right.
He was acquitted. Now, in the last few weeks...
Well, you were friends with him, though. You're hanging out with him at your house, so you're biased.
I do have a little bit of intuition where I can, you know, kind of get a sense and a feel of what's
going on. Well, the question I have for you really is,
yes.
Did Michael stop or did he get enough?
Well, this is what, I'm not going to say anything specifically, but this is what's been going on the last few weeks.
Uh-huh.
Michael, Liz, and myself have been going out with real estate agents, and we've been buying up playgrounds.
Uh-huh.
And taking and we've been taking turns punching the chick with the acquittal dove in the gut.
I'm sorry, the chick with what?
The acquittal dove. Did you see
what is an acquittal dove?
Well, when the acquittal was going off, at each one of the acquittals, she let out a dove into the air, and she kissed them and let them out. Now we've been.
Are you serious?
Yes. It was a bad image maker for Michael, so we each took turns punching her in the gut. Now, at one point, she regurgitated a rooster, a nest, and an egg from Hillshire Farms. I'm Barbacia Clemens, big, black, bloated, bisexual, bipolar, overweight, lesbian, blacktress. Now that's plump. Madge, you're kind of quiet this evening.
I just don't know what to think about this. Well, first of all, I'm in bed. You know, I was watching a lot of pornography this weekend because it's gay shame, and I thought, what more shameful thing for me to do than play with my vagina in bed with a cube steak?
Did you take an X-lax?
No. I haven't gotten my bag yet.
Okay, hold on.
So... tell me what else. I see, this is what happens when I eat my pad thai before I bloat. God, I feel... Let's talk diets. Do you know of any diets?
Well, I do the apple cider vinegar diet. It is promoted by Sylvester Stallone.
Mm-hmm.
He says he sprinkles it on all of his food and it speeds up his metabolism. Been working perfectly. I've lost 2 to 3 inches around my waist.
No.
Absolutely.
Since when?
In the last 2 weeks.
Oh, I hate you. How dare you lose weight without me? You're trying to ambush me.
Eat it, bitch.
Mm.
How much time do we have, Or?
We've quite a bit. Like 15 minutes?
Oh, well, listen.
Yeah.
This week in the Save a Dyke Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Send your submissions to pussyfarm69@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Okay. This comes from a Bel Air industry executive.
Mm.
He is looking for she-males, possibly lesbian, to sing at his 84th birthday party on June 30th. Must be passable and not an obvious lunatic. He likes top 40 songs and, of course, happy birthday. Now, during your downtime at the party... please mingle with guests, eat pussy, and think about having the rest of your operation done. That cock between your legs scares me, whore.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. That reminds me of something I need to find to read for you. That's really good. Hang on. Go. Do you have another one to read while I look for mine?
Oh, I have a little bit of corn poetry.
Corn poetry? I love corn poetry. Go ahead.
Apps. Mm-hmm.
I hope it's sweet corn poetry.
Sweet corn poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Pussy hole for tops to fuck. This comes from Herman St. Blaise in West Hollywood.
Oh, he's a saint.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Masculine pussyhole bottom, looking to take penis.
61,
195, 45-inch chest, 33-inch waist, 17-inch arms. Muscular, hairy chest and legs.
How big is his pussy anus? Or what do they call it? A pussy butt?
Pussy hole, 18 inches around. Big bubble ass with large cunt lips on my fuck hole.
What?
Open to all.
Big,
really? Yes. Open
no.
to all, yes. With large cunt lips on my fuck hole. Open to all types. I just like to be used. Really into dudes who like a masculine dude with a cunt. Okay.
What? Oh no, it hurts me, verbatius.
Not an itsy bitsy inch.
Can I read something for you? Can I read something for you?
And the saddest, yeah.
This is vagina poetry, okay?
Editor, go girl.
Update. First of all, thanks to everyone who replied to my last post. That bump, that bump doesn't hurt anymore. But it is small and smooth and skin-colored, and I think I am getting another one on the other side of my labia. I am very worried, mostly because I don't know what to do with myself if I do have an STD. I am still living with my parents, as I am only 17, and I don't know how I am going to get myself checked out, since my pediatrician, oy vey, tells my mom everything. I mentioned this in my last post somewhere. Nor what I am going to do if I have to, if I do have something. How will I get medication for it? I don't know. How will I tell my parents and boyfriend about this? Mm-hmm. Who will inevitably find out? I don't know if I am just being paranoid or if I am legit in my concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Blood and urine. Should I read blood and urine or wait?
Read blood and urine.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks to everyone who replied to my last post regarding chronic UTIs. It's nice to know that I'm not the only one who suffers, or the only one out there with a problem. I don't know anyone, personally, that suffers from chronic UTIs, though I thought I was a freak, lol. Well, I've had a chronic UTI for about a year now. I honestly got them one after the other. My body just came immune to the medicine I was taking to get rid of them. I drank so much water, peed after sex, drank cranberry juice, and nothing helped. Finally, my vaginologist recommended a urologist who put me on the Cipro. He told me... Oh, this is boring. I'm sorry, Verbatia. Let me find
That's
a better
okay.
one.
I
need to find a good STD. Go ahead.
I've got a congratulations note with a fabulous match. I have a congratulations that goes out. It goes out to Belicia.
Mm-hmm.
She just had her vagina tightened. She had some of the symptoms that these young lesbians had. Yes, she just had her vagina tightened, and we wanted to send out a congratulations on her facelift. Do we have time for... fashion, or...
Sure we do, but can I read one more? I'm going to try to do a real good vagina post this time.
Absolutely.
This one's called Scent Strips. So apparently Tampax is going to have scent strips in their magazine ads. You know, so you can lift up the flap of paper to smell the sample. I personally think this is ridiculous. Now can we get it... Now we get a chance to test which flowery scent to shove up our vagina. My friend who interns for Elle magazine says one of these ads will be in their September issues. Well, I can't wait to smell vaginas. You know, these young ladies take it for granted that you get to smell vaginas normally. And some of us only get to smell vaginas from a magazine like Elle.
Exactly.
I heard you were starting a magazine called P.
Well, it's called Pee and Cream.
Blubber pee.
Absolutely, it's in the works, and it should be out in a couple of months.
What happened there? Did you make a sound?
I had a little something caught in my throat. I think it's I want to quit smoking cigarettes. I'm still smoking cigarettes, but I'm really enthralled with the young lesbian at the cigarette store who is physically disabled.
Mm.
And so I just keep going back, and every time I see her limping to the counter, crunching her hands up to punch in the numbers on the register, there's something about it. I know she's...
a camel-toe jockey.
A camel-toe jockey, and she is disabled, so she can't get away too fast. So
now, I don't want people to think camel-toe... I'm not being racist with camel-toe jockey. I meant that she walks funny because of her camel-toe.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. Now, this week in fashion...
Mm-hmm. We need a little transition music. Do you want me to... Hey, yada-dai, yada-dai, yada-dai. Go ahead.
Exactly. Eat it, whore.
Mm.
Now, this week in fashion, it's sensible shoes. They're spiritually inspired. They will be on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And they are inspired with spirituality, light, and air. And each shoe will have a saying on it. And the first shoe, after the first shoe, I'll say switch. And then when we get to the second shoe, after that, I'll say set. So you know it's a pair of shoes.
Can we wait the instructions again? Switch and then set is what? Oh, set is the pair?
Yes.
Switch
yes.
So is the shoe. Set is
right.
The pair? Okay.
Absolutely.
What about which one is the grapefruit? I like grapefruit too, not just pears.
Exactly. The grapefruit's the first one.
Okay.
And this is a follow-up to a fashion statement that we had recently.
Oh.
Don't be too pissed about Rossini, switch. I had a similar experience with her, set. She's a bitter old she-pig who is extremely lonely, switch. Probably because of her attitude towards other people, set. No one wants to be around her, switch. It's a fact, set. Her husband... may his soul rest in peace, had to die to get away from her, switch. Note, set. Though she projects a negative image of Brazilians, switch. Not all are like that, set. Rossini lost her soul years ago, switch. She doesn't need a housekeeper, she just needs someone to insult, set. That's the only way she knows how to communicate, switch. Take comfort from the fact that you are not the only one in this type of situation, set. Others have been subjected to her foul personality, switch. Ever heard the expression, what goes around comes around, set. It's going to come back around tenfold, switch. She's in her late 70s. She's going to die soon, set. She's calling you fat, switch. Well, the decrepit old fool is no oil painting herself, set. She will have to face God when she dies of old age, switch. He will reward her for everything she's done, set. I'm pretty sure there is a nice space reserved for her in hell, switch. In hell, she will have to dine with people like Adolf Hitler and Bin Laden, set. She's not good with people, especially Bin Laden, possibly Adolf, switch. Not even a little bit, set. I'm surprised someone actually married her, switch. Rosina Nesbitt is a snake and a nuisance to society, set. The world will be a better place without her, switch. My friends, don't waste your time and energy with a six-headed demon like her, set. She's not worth it, switch. Forget she exists, set. Don't acknowledge she exists because a person as disrespectful and vulgar as she is dead to the world, switch. Make peace with yourself, set. I did. Switch. Go on with your life, set. Use that energy to find a job that's worthwhile. We're all trying to make it in Lala Wood. Switch. For anyone else, be warned about this woman, set. She's a racist, egotistical brat with absolutely no class or panache of any form. Switch. Don't waste your time fuming. She's not worth that type of energy. Set. There are people who live in the forest who are more civilized than she can ever be. Switch. She's not fit to lick your clit. Set. If you hear the name Rossini Nesbitt or hear an old lady on the other side of the line, it's most probably her. Switch. Hold on. Set. I have another call. Switch. Oh. It's you. Set. Click. Switch. Hello? Set. It was Rossini. Switch. I don't know. Set. I just don't bother with that dumbass freak of nature. Switch. Neither should you. Set. Oink the she-pig off your mind. Switch. Peace. And love. Set.
I'll take a pair, but I want mine made out of chewing gum.
I'm Rabatia Clemens. Big, black, bloated, bipolar, bisexual, overweight, lesbian, blacktress. Now that's plump.
Can I read, I would like to read one more performance, Vagina Poetry, but this one's going to be, I'm going to read it more lesbian poetry style, because I think when I read them earlier, it was maybe not lesbian enough, and maybe that's why it didn't really go. Can I read this? Do you have time?
Be yourself. Be yourself, whore.
I don't know what that is. All right. Ahem. Blucky, blucky. Ahem. Ahem. Nee, 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 nee. Questions about... Hello? Oh, you're there. Good.
Yes.
Questions
yes,
about alternative menstrual products. I have been thinking of making the gradual move to a more environmentally friendly menstrual product, but I have some hesitation with a few. I was thinking about using the pads that you can use over, wash, etc. But I live in the dorms most of the year with a roommate, and since I have a very, very, very busy schedule, 20 hours of work, plus 20 credit hours, plus club meetings, scholars, etc., I will never get around to cleaning them until the end of the week. I also gave the Diva a thought. Now, don't get all Diva praising on me. I know it's a great product, but not for everyone. I have reservations about anything inside me. I can't even use tampons. I don't particularly care for sex. But that could be because I can't orgasm from anything either, heh. None of it feels very natural. I walk funny with a few tampons in me, and I constantly have to check and pull them out. And put a new one in out of paranoia. And as much as I love my body, I have a huge fear of germs, so I don't care much for touching myself, even in a bathroom setting. Any suggestions? Anything that should make me consider those two options? Or should I stick with conventional, disposable pads, etc.? That's from... And the music she's listening to is Blonde Redhead by EQVVS. Now, do you have any advice for her?
I say you should put a little olive oil in a frying pan, take your pads, saute them, put in a little garlic.
And serve them to Robin W. after a... Never mind.
Robin who?
With the Diet Coke with a slice of lemon.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, she got 24 comments after that post. Let's see. I don't know anything about reusable pads, so I can't help you there, but if you're really squeamish about touching yourself, I probably wouldn't recommend a cup. You really gotta dig it in there and it can get pretty messy. If you're feeling it, this sounds like rock climbing or spelunking. If you're feeling adventurous, though, you might want to start out with the Insteads. It's true that they are worn a lot differently. Insteads are higher up than a Keeper Diva cup. So I guess a cup is like a jopstrap for the inside of your vagina.
Right. Yeah. And it's to ensure that if you drop a, what are those stones that come out?
Drop it like it's hot?
Drop it like it's hot. If you drop it like it's hot. Or drop one of those stones. What are those stones called?
Kidney stone? Called,
kid, yes. When you drop a kidney stone, you have a little cup to hold it until you get to the bathroom.
You can always carry a stash of couple latex gloves in your purse. That way you can just whip one out when you're in the bathroom. And
remove it, right? Put it into your purse. take it home. And
I was wondering why when I was at the opera, I saw all these girls coming out with red hands, like dripping, drippy red hands. It smelled a little fishy.
They passed a kidney stone, they put it in their purse, and they were going home to saute it in the pan with pads and little olive oil and garlic.
Well, it's just a matter of time before men carry prostate protectors.
Absolutely.
A cup.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep up with the kids today. You know, it used to be you would wear your athletics and put it on the outside of your pants, of your body. Now you wear them on the inside. You got to protect your... You got to carry a cup for your vagina juice, and now you got to carry a prostate protector. What's next?
And a colostomy bag.
Well, do you have a colostomy hole, Vivacia?
I'll never tell.
Well, it took you a long
time. You've never heard it from Vivacia.
Mm.
Big black bipolar, overweight lesbian black dudes.
From Burbank.
From Burbank. Absolutely.
All right, Barbashla. That's the Yiddish version. Actually, we can go an extra couple minutes because I feel like it, and I can't get up. So, it does. I want to tell you, I'm recording using these earphones again because I like it, and so it's kind of like when the audience hears it, they're going to hear it the way I hear you, which is like they'll hear you in one ear and my bloated lesbian voice sort of resonating throughout. What I'm wondering is, if you were ever going to do a line of vagina reusable maxi pads, maybe, could you do a line of? Could you do a line?
I could do a
line of those.
I could do a line of coke before I did it. And that would be fabulous.
Can you do a fry 'em when you're done line of reusable? Fry them up, serving a robin, those kind of, you know, go to Angels, fry them up, servant, bossy person, and, you know, hey, how are you? Well, we have a special, they're frittatas, bloody frittata.
I could definitely do a line of reusable Maxine pads. I have to give them like a she name, Maxine.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely.
Fry them when you're done.
Drop it like it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, I had a weird sexual experience this past week too.
What's that?
Well, I had encountered a young lesbian who was really wanting to have anonymous sex. And she said that she wanted someone to come to her apartment with a blindfold on. Or no, she would have a blindfold on. And she wanted to know if she, if the person wanted pussy in the air or head off the side of the bed to eat pussy. I said both would be fine. And I showed up.
Is that
up
like soft serve pussy in air? Pussy in air? Soft serve pussy or what's the other kind? Hard.
It's like yogurt.
Mm.
And so I went, the apartment was dark, showed up.
You went?
And,
are you crazy? Why?
It was exciting. It was thrilling at first. But when I got there, there was something really creepy about someone blindfolded and they couldn't see you the entire time you were there. She ate my pussy lips out, which I really, truly enjoyed. But then she wanted me to strap on a dildo and fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really creepy. I couldn't see her, and her lubricant would dry out. And then I put lotion on, and that lotion, she said it burned her pussy lips. So it was quite a weird experience, and I couldn't see her in the eyes. I couldn't cuss her out in good faith because I couldn't see her in the eyes.
Verbacia, you can't do things. We're going to find you dead one day in Burbank with Star Jones, blindfolded, like a moo cow.
I wasn't blindfolded.
Oh! The view! You know, I have gotten really nasty with gay podcasters for talking too much about Star Jones, and now I'm doing it myself. You know what that makes me? A big fat bloated hypocrite. Anyway, I'm going to go because I don't want to take too long, because if I do, then I'll have to edit. And I don't want to have to edit. So, well, thank you so much.
Who's been talking?
How, why? Who?
Who's been talking about Star Jones?
This, this gay podcaster named Reagan Fox. And he was actually kind of funny, but he said that she has a peg leg.
She stole my bit? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
She may have. Did you do the peg leg?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do a peg leg with Star Jones?
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Star Jones is fair game. I mean...
Mm-hmm. I didn't do the peg leg, but...
No, I don't think it's stolen. I don't think it's stolen, but I don't know. I didn't think about it, but, I said, listen, enough with pop culture, we're at war, man. And here I am doing an entire show about Star Jones and maxi pads that can talk and fry. Oy vey, I'm a hypocrite.
Well, I'll have you know that next week I am flying over to Iraq and I'm going to do a show for the boys.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell them to bring an extra tent so you don't have to pack.
I love your whore.
You
eat it,
too.
Bitch.
Thanks. Enjoy your nose clippers.
Will do. Now that's
they're on their way.